Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Thomas H. Huxley, often called Darwin's bulldog, because he dogmatically promoted the theory of organic evolution, is credited with coining the word agnostic. What Huxley actually did was to transliterate the Greek word agnosia and make an English word of it. The Greek word really means ignorant, 1 Peter 2:15. The literal meaning of the word is not to know. Paul Feinberg's article on agnosticism in the Evangelical Dictionary of Theology says the word agnosticism is used in different ways. It is used of the suspension of judgment on all ultimate issues, including God, free will, immortality. It is also used to describe a secular attitude toward life, such as the belief that God is irrelevant to the life of modern men. Some use the word to express an emotionally charged anti-Christian and anti-clerical attitude. Finally, a great number of people see little difference between the words agnosticism and atheism. Page 24. Can we suspend judgment on all ultimate issues, including God, free will, and immortality? As much as some people would prefer to do that, we simply cannot do it. Jesus tells us why. He who is not with me is against me, and he who gathers not with me scatters abroad. Matthew 12:30. Some human beings prefer not to be too strongly committed to Jesus Christ for fear the devil really is the true God. They do not want to end up at the judgment on the wrong side. So they take an agnostic attitude toward life. Bertrand Russell, the famous English philosopher and agnostic, was once asked what he would say to God in the judgment, if there is a God who judges men at the end of the age. He replied, "I will tell him that he did not give me enough evidence." Why have millions of men and women believed on God on the same basis of the evidence which was available to Bertrand Russell? Could Russell's almost total commitment to immorality have anything to do with his agnosticism? It ought to be obvious to any serious student that human beings cannot know all there is to know. Only God has all knowledge. But we can know that God is, that He loves all men, that He sent His only Son to die for the sins of the world, and that He wants all men to be saved. Jesus told the Jews who believed on Him, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8:32. Paul assured the Corinthians, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." 2 Corinthians 5:1. Paul wrote of his own assurance of faith, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." 2 Timothy 1:12. These and similar passages tell us that we can know the truth, but they do not provide any room for arrogance. Paul made that truth plain in these words, "If any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know it." 1 Corinthians 8:2. Paul is not opposing our studying and learning all we can, but he knew our limitations and our weaknesses. While we cannot know everything, we can know the will of God, and that we have obeyed that will. Agnostics are enemies of the cross of Christ when they teach or imply that human beings are so finite and God so infinite that there is no common ground between man and God. My friends, that simply is not true. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.